This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Brazil have agreed to raise bilateral trade to $20 billion over the next 5 years. Speaking at a joint press statement alongside Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia, Mr. Modi said this target is not difficult to achieve if two countries work together like one team.
आज की चर्चाओं में हमने हर क्षेत्र में सहयोग को सुदृढ़ करने पर बात की. हमने आने वाले 5 वर्षों में द्विपक्षीय व्यापार को $20 billion तक ले जाने का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है.
The Prime Minister said, we want India-Brazil relations to be as colorful as carnival, as passionate as football. He said that both sides will also work to expand the India-Mercosur preferential trade agreement. Mr. Modi said, India and Brazil will work to expand cooperation in trade, clean energy, defense, artificial intelligence, and digital public infrastructure.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई पर हमारी सोच समान है. जीरो टॉलरेंस एंड जीरो डबल स्टैंडर्ड्स. हमारा स्पष्ट मत है कि आतंकवाद पर दोहरे मापदंडों का कोई स्थान नहीं है. हम आतंकवाद और आतंकवाद के समर्थकों का कठोर विरोध करते हैं. हम अपने रक्षा उद्योगों को आपस में जोड़ने के प्रयास जारी रखेंगे. आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस और सुपर कंप्यूटर में हमारा सहयोग बढ़ रहा है. यह समावेशी विकास और ह्यूमन सेंट्रिक इनोवेशन की हमारी एक जैसी सोच का प्रमाण है. ब्राजील में यूपीआई के एडॉप्शन पर भी दोनों पक्ष मिलकर काम कर रहे हैं.
Brazil conferred its highest honor, Grand Collar of the National Order of the Southern Cross, on Prime Minister Modi. The Prime Minister thanked and expressed his gratitude for being conferred with Brazil's highest national honor.
राष्ट्रपति जी द्वारा मुझे ब्राजील के सर्वोच्च राष्ट्रीय सम्मान से विभूषित किया जाना मेरे लिए ही नहीं बल्कि 140 करोड़ भारतवासियों के लिए भी अत्यंत गर्व और भावुकता का पल है. मैं इसके लिए उनका, ब्राजील सरकार और ब्राजील के लोगों का हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ.
In the final leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Windhoek in Namibia today at the invitation of Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. This will be the first visit of PM Modi to the country and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia, which is coming after nearly 3 decades. On arrival, the PM will be accorded a ceremonial welcome, which will be followed by the delegation-level talks between the two countries to deepen the economic partnership. Several MOUs on expanding cooperation in various critical areas, such as energy security, health and pharma, are expected to be exchanged between the two countries. Secretary East in Ministry of External Affairs P. Kumaran has said that during the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, both leaders acknowledged the importance of the agriculture sector and its significant contribution to the economies on both sides. The total number of devotees having darshan in Amarnath Ji cave has reached over 1,11,000 within the first 6 days of pilgrimage. Over 18,000 pilgrims performed darshan in the holy cave yesterday. Reacting to it, Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha said, the journey of faith, holy Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra, has surpassed 1 lakh pilgrims within the first 6 days of pilgrimage. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbh today. Rishabh Yadav and Jyoti Surekha Venam has led India's strong show in the compound qualification rounds, helping the country grab the top seedings in both individual and team events at the fourth and final stage of the Archery World Cup at Madrid in Spain yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.